Elsewhere in our nation's capital, museums opening their doors to tourists today for the first time in months. News Nation White House correspondent Allison Harris is live. And Allison, today's grand reopening featured an unexpected guest.
Yes, Nicole, the First Lady made an appearance. She brought cookies from the White House and even got to see one of the new additions at the museum, Harriet Tubman's handkerchief. Today was marked by relief and celebration. As museums are reopening, tourists are returning. There's new mask guidance, but it's evident all across the country that America is still not fully back to pre-pandemic life. The First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, the first guest when the National Museum of African American History opened its doors for the first time since November.
It was thrilling, thrilling.
Would you like a map of the museum floor?
Fewer than 800 people welcomed inside Friday, far from the pre-pandemic peak of 10,000 people a day.
They cleared and cultivated the land.
But still exciting for tourists re-emerging from the pandemic.
Come from Mississippi, so it was something to be aboard a plane again.
We waited a long time for it, and you know, now that we actually are here, it's like I said, right now, it's just overwhelming. Yeah.
Despite CDC news that masks are no longer required indoors for those fully vaccinated unless on planes or public transit, masks are still required at Smithsonian's 19 museums. So is social distancing.
To actually being able to walk through and get a good glimpse of everything, it's not too crowded because of the limited capacity.
The White House says it was caught off guard by the CDC announcement.
The CDC, the doctors and medical experts there, were the ones who determined what this guidance would be based on their own data and what the timeline would be. That was not a decision directed by, made by the White House.
At the White House, President Biden went maskless, but just steps away on the National Mall, some are wearing masks and some are not. In many places nationwide, backlash. Near Austin, Texas, parents protesting a school district still requiring masks, while others are worried that the more than 60% of Americans not fully vaccinated will infect those who are.
And so the risk to vaccinated individuals, even if unvaccinated individuals are nearby, is relatively low.
Others say they're just confused.
Kind of interesting how a lot of people are still wearing masks. I'm not quite, I don't quite get that. But
if you stop wearing it inside and there's still restrictions to wear it inside, and then some people don't have to wear it inside, so a little confusing.
And it wasn't too long ago, just 2 months ago, that both President Biden and the head of the CDC said that it would be a bad idea to lift the mask mandates. Obviously, that thinking has changed, even as less than half of the country is fully vaccinated. In Washington, Allison Harris, News Nation.